Well, we're starting to see yet another weather swing. We've been talking about it and giving you the first alert all week long that the week would start out cold. In the middle, be quite pleasant, downright beautiful yesterday, but wet and stormy toward the end of the week. No real significant changes there. We'll start to see the clouds increase today as warmer, more humid air starts to push northward. Temperatures will still only top out in the mid to upper 60s, but you'll start to feel a little bit of humidity in the air, too, so it'll feel warmer. And a few showers will develop in this pattern, especially this afternoon and evening, but I'm not expecting real widespread or heavy rainfall as this warmer, more humid air pushes northward. Temperatures will jump into the mid to upper 60s through early afternoon, then drop about 5 to 6 degrees by late in the day, and then slowly rise throughout the night tonight as a powerful storm system approaches from the west and increases pretty dramatically the southerly winds later tonight and through the day tomorrow. We'll start out your Friday with perhaps a widely scattered shower or two, but I believe your morning commute is going to be okay tomorrow. The afternoon commute, a pretty significantly different story. If you're traveling, it's a weekend getaway, perhaps, tomorrow afternoon and evening. Stay up to date on the latest forecast conditions and plan on slower travel, if for no other reason, some heavy rainfall. This storm system will move to the east and northeast, producing rain heavy at times, spreading from west to east. The most widespread rainfall and heaviest rain and potential for strongest storms will be from the late morning into the afternoon and evening hours as it stands right now. And Friday has been declared a first alert weather day, as we expect at the very least heavy rain at times, but there will also be the potential for strong, if not severe, storms in a few places in the afternoon and evening. Storms would produce strong and potentially damaging winds, and maybe an isolated tornado or two could develop too. So we'll keep you updated, obviously, of course, round the clock on News 104.5 WOKV and on Action News Jax, as well as online and with our First Alert weather app, which you can download for free. Temperatures will be quite warm tomorrow, managed to get into the 70s. Of course, that's helping to feed and fuel the storms. The heavy rain will continue at times, at least into tomorrow evening. Everybody will get rain tomorrow and tomorrow night, and rainfall totals look like they'll average 1 to 3 inches, but local amounts of as high as 4 to 5 inches will be possible in spots, so there could be some localized flooding, certainly on highways and interstates, the potential for some ponding of water. Hydroplaning, you're going to want to slow it down and use some extra care. This system, by the way, will affect virtually the entire southeastern U.S. and much of the eastern part of the country. But unlike the one over the weekend, this one doesn't have much of a wintry side to it. A little bit, but not near as significant or as widespread as the last storm. In fact, the areas that had such a heavy snow through the Appalachians and the Carolinas late in the weekend into the early part of this week will have heavy rain now with this storm system. The system will finally start to push off to the north and east during the day Saturday, but will still be close enough for at least a few scattered showers in the morning on Saturday in particular. Temperatures, though, will not drop off sharply behind this storm. Highs will still reach near 70 on Saturday, and a pretty nice end of the weekend, at least on Sunday, with partly sunny skies and seasonal temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. So for the Jags game, partly cloudy skies, highs, temperatures at kickoff about 65, reaching the mid to upper 60s during the game. A northwesterly breeze about 10 to 15 miles per hour. There will be a breeze. And then on Monday, we'll start the new work week nice with sunshine, dry weather that should last at least into the middle of the week after this latest siege of stormy and wet weather that will now continue with this next storm moving in tomorrow. So once again, in summary, expect just a few widely scattered and brief showers today into this evening. Not significant rainfall as temperatures gradually warm. It's a first alert weather day on Friday as heavy rain and storms will spread east and northeast through the day and continuing into the evening and overnight. The greatest threat for severe weather will be generally in the afternoon and early evening, with potential for damaging wind gusts and perhaps an isolated tornado. Otherwise, the very heavy rain threat will be a big deal from late morning through the afternoon into the evening, with total rainfall of 1 to 3 inches on average, but locally 4 inches or more, with 100% coverage across the area of rain during the day Friday and into Friday night. A few lingering scattered showers will continue into Saturday morning before the system finally moves away, leaving us with a pretty pleasant Sunday. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.